Now, Mr. Murray and ladies and gentlemen, first of all, of course, I would like to congratulate Miss West Australia on her well-earned win. Her looks and her personality and her capability, I think, is obvious to us all. The judges, of course, are to be envied and congratulated, but nevertheless, I think they had an extremely difficult job to do, and I hope that they won't have any reactions from the choice that they made. I'd like to say how much we all are grateful to all the entrants in this competition, all the girls and their committees who've gone in for it and who have raised so much money for that very worthy cause, the spastics. And if it's true, and I personally think it is true, that one of the real measures of the civilization of any country is the extent to which the people of that country are prepared to help any of their fellow countrymen who are not as lucky as themselves, then I think that Western Australia will be very high up indeed in all the civilized nations of the world. As you know, this is for the spastics, and there are no less than 180 children in the Sir James Mitchell home who are getting treatment and education. And all this money that these girls and their committees have managed to get will go to that very worthy cause. And finally, Mr. Murray, I'd like to wish Miss Australia all the best when she goes over to compete in the national championships in the eastern states when I think the announcement will be on November the 8th, and I think I can assure her that every single soul in Western Australia will be wishing her good luck and hoping that she'll come back with the title of Miss Australia.